Now, why am I preaching on this topic?
چرا این موضوع رو دارم؟
Yeah, first of all, to bring clarity.
اول از همه
آشکار کنم. So we know what it is and what it's not.
که بدونیم چی هست و چی نیست.
And I read some blogs.
یه سری بلاگ‌های
اینترنتی where people were asking about this topic.
که در مورد این موضوع صحبت می‌کردن.
And what you see besides all kinds of wild unbiblical answers.
اعتقادات عجیب و غریب رو می‌بینی.
There's a lot of people who are afraid.
خیلی‌هاشون ترسیدن.
Because they think they've committed a sin. They think they're doomed.
فکر میکنن با خاک یکسان
شدن. To the point that your people as a child I said something stupid
and oh man بابا یه بچه بودم I think I've committed an unpardonable sin and بعد فکر کنم دیگه اون گناه نابخشیده انجام دادم
and she's just anxious because she thinks she's on her way to hell.
فکر میکنه تو راه جهنم چون تو بچگی شوخی کرده.
Even though she says she's a Christian.
با اینکه میگه ایمان داره هنوز اون وزن رو داره.
Many of these people will call themselves Christians on these blogs are not even saved.
کسایی که مسیح میخونن
because they think that salvation depends on them.
نجات رفتی به اعمال خودشون داره
and therefore that they can lose it by their actions
با رفتارت با حرفت و میتونی دست
and the Bible of course is very clear about that it's by faith
بهمون گفته
it's not dependent on
our works and
that we cannot lose it
و هیچ وقت نمیتونیم از دستش
بدیم yeah the gospel is that we're saved by grace through faith Ephesians 2:8-9 for by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves it is a gift of God not of works lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافتید به وسیله ایمان و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
Yeah. So the sermon is there to bring clarity on the topic. But in the beginning I said, when we go out soul winning, yeah, you will come across people that have a wrong idea about this. And they will say, if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, yeah, that proves that you can lose your salvation. Yeah, because what about the unpardonable sin? What if a Christian would commit that sin? Yeah, there's no forgiveness. Now, of course, I'm not going to repeat all the sermons I preached that we cannot lose our salvation. And the fact that statement goes directly into against those verses. But here's an easy response if that comes up. Ask them who is doing the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit in those passages. Yeah, who's accusing Jesus for casting out the devils by the prince of devils? Who is saying that Jesus has an unclean spirit? And of course the answer is the Pharisees. Now, are the Pharisees believers? Yeah, who could possibly lose their salvation? And the answer, of course, is no. Yeah, these people are absolutely not saved. So how is this passage then some kind of proof that shows you that you can lose your salvation? And of course, it is not. Now, listen to what Jesus has to say about these Pharisees in another place. Go to Matthew 23. Yeah, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer, therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves.
وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریا که در ملکوت آسمان که در ملکوت آسمان را به روی مردم می‌بندید زیرا خود داخل آن نمی‌شوید و داخل شوندگان را از دخول مانع می‌شوید وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریا زیرا خانه‌های دیدگان را می‌بندید و از روی ریا دعاهای طولانی می‌گویید از آن رو عذاب شدیدتر خواهید یافت وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریا زیرا که دریا و خشکی را می‌گردید تا موریدی پیدا کنید و چون پیدا شد او را دو مرتبه پست‌تر از خود به سر جهنم می‌سازید وای بر شما ای راه نمایان کور که می‌گویید هر که به معبد قسم خورد باکی نیست اما هر که به طلای معبد قسم خورد باید ادا کند ای
Yeah, you think that Jesus sees these people, these Pharisees, religious leaders, as actual believers? No, absolutely not. He's telling them, you're not entering into the kingdom of heaven. And even worse than that, hey, you are stopping others from going in. You're obstructing the spread of the good news. Now you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. The Pharisees were part of a false religion. A religion of works, by the way. And is that not what false religions do by default? They stop people from entering the kingdom of heaven. They are an obstruction for people to get saved. Why do we speak out against false works-based Christianity? Because those who are leading these churches or these ministries are leading people to hell with another gospel that cannot save. And when they win people to their false religion, their false works-based religion, they make these new converts even worse than themselves. And Jesus is very direct towards people like that. He says, hypocrites. Yeah, in another place, child of hell. Whitewashed tombs. Yeah, that's a warning to these teachers. Yeah, that they're preaching a false gospel. Hey, you're on your way to hell. And you will have the greater damnation. And of course, these Pharisees were damned because they were not saved. Yeah, John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Yeah, these Pharisees clearly didn't believe on the only begotten Son of God.
Yeah,
they said he was demon-possessed. Yeah, so unsaved people, yeah, we're doing the blaspheming.
Yeah.
And because of that, you cannot use this to show that you can lose your salvation. I'll give you another reason why this does not teach that you can lose your salvation. Yeah, even if it will be possible to commit this sin, which I don't know for sure. I don't see how it's possible, but even if the sin could be committed today, no Christian would ever commit the sin. Go to 1 Corinthians 12. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Verse 3.
از شما را خبر می‌دهم که هر که متکلم به روح خدا باشد عیسی را لعنت نمی‌گوید و هیچ کس جز به روح القدس عیسی را خداوند نمی‌داند.
Yeah, a safe person is not going to say that Jesus is filled with a demon.
یک کسی که نجات داره نمیگه عیسی پر از دیمون.
Yeah, a person who has the Holy Spirit living in them will not call Jesus a curse. That is simple, never going to happen. Yeah, so, first of all, the Bible clearly teaches that you cannot lose your salvation. Yeah, John 3:15. John 3:16, we can read them. John 3:18. Let's read some of them. John 3:15. Start with 15, and there are so many. I'll give you some that are close together. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have current tense everlasting life, of eternal life. Verse 16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
زیرا خدا جهان را انقدر محبت نمود که پسر یگانه مولود خود را داد تا هر که به او ایمان آورد هلاک نگردد بلکه حیات جاودانی یابد.
We just read verse 18. Same chapter, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abided on him. And there's so many scriptures that show that. So if the explanation that you could lose your soul, you could commit a sin, then the scriptures would be a lie. Then the Bible would be lying. And of course, the second is that passages on the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, it is unbelievers who commit the sin. And the third one is that the Christian will not call the Holy Spirit an unclean spirit. The Christian will never call Jesus accursed. Yeah. So let's recap. What is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit not? It's not rejecting the gospel. Yeah, it's not a sin of unbelief. Yeah, it's also not recording a video where you deny or curse the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's not the unpardonable sin. Though many people who do that are already reprobate.
And
the blessing of the Holy Spirit is not mocking the Pentecostals and Charismatics for addressing their unbiblical practices. What is the blessing of the Holy Ghost? Saying that Jesus has an unclean spirit. That Jesus is demon possessed. Now, what are these passages not teaching us? That you can lose your salvation. Yeah, it goes against all scripture. Yeah, believers will simply not be able to commit that sin. And it's the unbelieving who commit the sin. In this passage. Now, lastly, I want to talk about what the passage is teaching. And I only picked two things out of there which I think are important doctrines. But here's what we can learn from those passages in regards to the blasphemy. They talk about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And the first one is that not all sin is equal. Because some Christians have this idea that all sins are the same. They all have the same severity. Yeah, it's like having a foolish thought is on par with murdering somebody. But of course that's not true, because not all sin is equal. Yeah, go to Matthew 12:31. Wherefore I say unto you, all matter of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men.
از این رو شما را میگویم هر نوع گناه و هر کفر از انسان آمرزیده می شود اما کفر به روح القدس از انسان عفو نخواهد.
Of course we see here a clear distinction to one group of sin being called out compared to another group of sin. Yeah, one will be forgiven, the other not. Yeah, so it's clearly that they're not equal. Some sins are worse than others. Now, why would people think that all sins are on the same level? Now, I guess it's James 2:10. I think that's where they get this from. And of course, they get it by misinterpreting it first. James 2:10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. So I guess they have this idea that when you commit a sin, it doesn't matter what sin. Yeah, you're guilty of all. You go to hell. That's the consequence of it. Yeah? So they will say all sin is equal. But of course, that's not what it teaches. Because it simply teaches that one sin is enough to condemn you to hell. Yeah? But all the sin is not the same. And the consequences for those who go to hell is not the same either. Yeah, we just read in Matthew 23 some having greater damnation.
The
verse 14. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
23:14.
For ye devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation.
Woe bar shoma ye katzeban Pharisees, zira khanehaye bi bezanan ra mibalid o az ruye riya dohaye tulani mibulid.
Yeah, not all sin is equal. Yeah, there will be those who have a greater damnation because they have lived more wicked on this earth. Go to John 19, 11. Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee had the greater sin." Yeah, they both are part of this. They're both sins, but one has committed a greater sin. Yeah, some sins are worse than others. Yeah, not all sin is equal. Yeah, so this is actually something that this passage points us to. And here's the second thing, which is the most important thing I want to talk about. Not all people can be forgiven. Go to Luke 12:10. I'll explain what that means. "And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemed against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven." Yeah, and what it's talking about is that somebody can cross a line with God, after which there is no turning back anymore from, and that person will be beyond salvation. And for some reason, this doctrine seems to be forgotten, because it's not often preached on. Because you have all these Christians that think that anybody at any time, till the last moment, the last breath, still can be saved. But that's a false notion, and it's not biblical. People can actually get to a point that there is no hope, that they cannot be saved anymore. That they've crossed a certain point. Yeah, that damns them to hell, and there's nothing to change. And we call that the reprobate doctrine. Yeah, which means that they are rejected by God. And there's no hope anymore for these people. Now go to Matthew 12. Matthew 12, 32. 12:32. "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven. And whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Yeah, so people who are still alive, who have committed this sin, in this case the Pharisees, it says there is no forgiveness for them in this world and not in the world to come. Yeah, that sin that they committed there made them cross a line with God. And some people struggle with that idea, but are not all people who die without Christ without hope? Yeah, if somebody dies without Christ, there is no coming back for that anymore. They will spend eternity in hell. There's no way out. Yeah? So people definitely cross a line with God after they physically die without Christ. Yeah. But the Bible also clearly teaches that there are things that you can do. And of course we talk about unsaved people. Yeah. That when an unsaved person does these things, yeah, he can cross that line before they die. Yeah, and the Bible uses terms like somebody who's twice dead. Sons of Belial, sons of the devil they're called. Yeah, they're given over to a reprobate mind. Yeah? Go to John 12. John 12, 37 and 39. Because a lot of people say, but what if they believe? Could they be saved if they believe? And the answer is yes, if they believe they could. The problem is they can't anymore after they cross that line. Read John 12, 37-39. "But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who had believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again.
و با اینکه پیش روی ایشان چنین معجزات بسیار نموده بود بدو ایمان نیاوردند تا کلامی که اشعیای پیامبر گفت که به اتمام رسد ای خداوند کیست که خبر ما را باور کرد و بازوی خداوند به چه کسی آشکار گردید و از آن جهت نتوانستند ایمان آورند زیرا که اشعیا نیز گفت.
Now, notice what it says in verse 39. They could not believe. Now, why could they not believe? Read the next verse. Verse 40. He had blinded, who's the he? The Lord. He had blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted and I should heal them. Who caused them that they couldn't believe? God had blinded their eyes. They had crossed the line with God. And now God had blinded their eyes.
Yeah?
And it says they had many miracles been done for them. They had many witnesses. Yet they rejected God. They believed him not. And they crossed the line with God, and now they cannot believe anymore because God had blinded their hearts, their eyes. Now, let me give you two more examples in the Bible of the same thing. Go to Revelation 22. Revelation 22. Yeah, examples of that people can cross a line with God
that
while still being alive on this earth they cannot be saved anymore. Revelation 22, and of course that's only a very small percentage of the population.
But
read Revelation 22 verse 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
زیرا هر کس را به کلام نبوت این کتاب را بشنود شهادت میدم که اگر کسی بر آنها بیفزاید خدا بلای مکتوب در این کتاب را بر وی خواهد افزود و هرگاه کسی از این کلام این نبوت چیزی کم کند خدا نصیب او را از کتاب حیات و از شهر مقدس و از چیزهایی که در این کتاب نوشته است برخواهد.
Yeah, so here we see something that a person can do, and again, this is not something a saved person will ever do, but if an unsaved person would add or subtract from God's word, the Bible says he has sealed his faith, he has crossed the line, and it says even his part in the book of life is taken out. Yeah, so when you have these committees where they are busy with these corrupt Bible translations and they decide to take a verse out, yeah, for example, a verse from Acts 8 in regards to baptism, and they decide, no, we're not going to put this in. They're sealing their faith by doing that. They're subtracting from the word of God. And if you want to read it, it's Acts 8:37, I believe. Let me check if it's 37. Yes, it's 37. Yeah, so if you look in modern corrupt Bible translations, 37 is gone.
اگر نگاه کنید ترجمه هایی که دستکاری شده آیه 37 رو برداشت.
And as a reason you lose the condition for baptism.
در نتیجه شرایط
that condition of course is that you first need to be saved.
اول باید نجات.
Yeah, the people who were on that board deciding that this verse had to go out.
اون گروه نشستن و تصمیم
میگیرن. They're in hell right now.
اونا دیگه راه
برای انتخاب ندارن. From God's word.
چون کلام خداوند چیزی رو برداشت.
They were still alive when they did this. Yet they had sealed their faith. And they're given over to a reprobate mind. God has rejected them. Yeah, messing with God's word is a big deal to them. Here's another one. Go to Revelation 14. And here we're talking about the end times taking the mark of the beast. Yeah, start reading in verse 9 and read till 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of the torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name."
و فرشته سوم از پی این دو آمده به صدای بلند میگوید: اگر کسی وحش و امثال او را پرستش کند و نشان او را بر پیشانی یا دست خود پذیرد، او نیز از شراب خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است نخواهد داشت، و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور بره به آتش و گوگرد معذب خواهد شد و دود عذاب ایشان تا ابد بالا می رود. پس آنانی که وحش و تمثال را پرستش می کنند و هر که نشان اسم او را بپذیرد شبانه روز آرامی ندارد.
Yeah, so if in the end times a person takes that mark,
در آخر اگر اون کسی نشان وحش رو
that seals their destiny,
مقصدش رو تکمیل کرده,
that is crossing the line with God,
از اون خط گذشتن.
Yeah, and we see that it's taking this mark goes together with worshiping the Antichrist.
اون علامت رو گرفتن.
But then, from that point on, this person is beyond salvation.
یکیست و از اون به بعد اون فرد دیگه نمیتونه نجات پیدا کنه.
Because the Bible says that they will be tormented forever and ever. They will spend eternity.
تا ابد مجازات خواهد شد.
Yeah, in hell. And again, of course, Christians cannot take that mark. And also Christians, true Christians, will not be deceived by the Antichrist. Yeah, Matthew 24:24. Yeah, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
زیرا که مسیحیان کاذب و پیامبران دروغین ظاهر شده علامات معجزات عظیم خواهند داشت، چنانکه اگر ممکن بود برگزیدگان را نیز گمراه می‌کرد.
If it were possible, yeah, but of course, that means it is not possible that the elect will be deceived by the signs and wonders in the end. And the mark of the beast is anyway meant to just filter out the Christians to persecute them. But, yeah, so not all people can be forgiven. Why not? Because a person can reach a point in his life that they cross a line with God that causes them to be rejected by God. Yeah? And till they, of course, till they reach that point, they still could be saved. They still had the opportunity. But as soon as they cross that line, that opportunity is gone forever. Now, what is our application? What is our action point from this? To make sure we reach people before they reach that point. Yeah, don't wait to reach your loved ones before it's too late for them. Of course, we don't know when somebody dies physically,
but
you also don't know when people reach that point and cross that line with God. Yeah, they have seen the witness, they have heard the gospel many times, they reject it, and then at a certain point it's over. God rejects them. And then they cannot believe anymore because God has blinded their eyes. Yeah, so the action we can take today,
yeah,
is that we share the gospel to those around us. Yeah, because this is one of the things that the passages of the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost are actually teaching us.
Yeah, that
there can come a point after which it's too late. Yeah, for these Pharisees, it was too late. And they are now in hell. Yeah, amen.
خسته شد. خیلی خسته شدیم از